707. It is finally, what day of the week is this? It is finally Thursday. 96.5 KECO in Elk City, Oklahoma. I have the awfulest time trying to keep up with the day of the week. Do you?
Certain times of the year.
I do every
February near Groundhog
with
Day.
With me, it is every, I can never remember. What day is this?
Yeah, what? When I'm between jobs, when I'm between working,
right,
time gets away from me.
You
know, when I dress like this.
How do you get that seasonal work you do?
Well, you have to know someone.
You didn't remind me, Landry. You didn't remind me.
Don't forget to start the thing.
Okay, there it is. Now I did. Landry, what do you think would happen if you right now called 214-4413?
I'm trying to remember what would happen.
Do you think someone would answer the phone and say, Brock's gently used furniture? Or would he say, American Hose and Supply? Or would he say, Bones Brother speaking? Which one do you think he'd say? American Hose and Supply. You got to keep the big machinery running. Eventually, you're going to bust a hose. Get supply ahead of time. American Hose and Supply. All the hoses and fittings you need. Call 821-4413. That's Brock's number. Brock Kalk, by the way. Bones Brother.
When did he come on the show? Was that in May? Tony?
Yeah, Tony Kalk. When did he come on?
It was in spring, wasn't it?
Before
school was out?
Either May or June or something. I don't remember. I can't remember the day of the week. How am I going to remember that?
Alumni week.
Yeah.
But did they do their thing? But did they do their... They had their own thing, though. Class of 84.
That's true. They did.
They had their own thing. I don't know if it was...
Was it in conjunction with?
I don't know. It had nothing to do with
remember.
It had nothing to do with conjunctivitis.
Time,
I know that, but it may have been in conjunction with that. But call and ask him about hoses or reupholstered furniture. Is that what it was?
Gently used.
That's where we're at.
Nine minutes after
yesterday was the first day of school, and I had now see for three. I was spoiled because for 2 or 3 years the pickup routine was similar for me. Yesterday, wow!
I cannot wait to hear how that went.
Wow. Mind blown. Had to get readjusted.
Nathan had drawn a schematic yesterday. Mm-hmm. There were blueprints. Mm-hmm. There were plans. Routes were planned.
I called John Cook to see if I could get some type of a lighted escort through the pickup line.
Do you have the?
It was a no-go.
Do you have the snow route plan too? Did you run through that yesterday?
That'll come later. Kids, we got such a big show. I'm so glad you're here. 78 degrees. But you know what? It's only going to get up 79 this afternoon. Do you know that?
70. It'll be 79 by the time the show ends.
Yes, it will. No, we're going to hit about 100 again. Your weather coming up at the bottom. Hey, if you liked yesterday's weather, you're going to like today's and tomorrow's. And apparently the next 3 months is going to be the same. We'll take a look at your weather at the bottom. Jared Aha with your local award-winning morning news. Boy, has he been busy. He and Aaron Kalk and Gabe Edney and Candace Cluth. You know what they're getting busy doing, don't you? You know what we're only... Let's see, what is today? Today's the 15th. We are all of, oh my goodness, 2 weeks from today.
Football?
We are 2 weeks away. Because they're starting on Thursday because of the holiday weekend that weekend. 2 weeks from tonight. Literally kicking off the season.
It's the 15th.
Yeah, today's the 15th.
So the 29th.
Yep. Thursday the 29th.
Is that Labor Day weekend?
Yes. But before we get there, Landry, we're going to have this weekend first. Before we get to Labor Day weekend, we will have this weekend. And Saturday, Sayre, Oklahoma might be the capital of the entire region. There's going to be a sea of humanity that will descend on Sayre for an annual meeting for the, is it the 85th time?
It is.
Is that what I have written? We have special guests in the room. And good morning. If you're watching us on Facebook, you can see them. But if you're listening on the app or listening on 96.5 on the dial, you can hear them. We have Brent Metter and Connie Ferrero, North Fork Electric Co-op ambassadors at large, emissaries, and diplomats here to talk to us about the big meeting this week. First of all, good morning. Thanks for being here. In spite of everything, a husband never knows what he's going to wake. A father and husband never knows what he is going to wake up to find. And Honey, I need you to go check something for me. Was it like that this morning?
It was.
Yeah.
I had to deal with a little flat tire, so thought about calling BD Ford and just having them come pull it out of the garage since it was completely on the rim, but went ahead and aired it up so that she could get it to BD Ford. So hopefully those guys are listening because they're probably going to need to take care of her here in a little bit.
On the rim.
Down to the rim, huh?
Down to the rim.
Golly.
That's always fun at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it is. Honey, I need you to go take a look. Now, how many times? Daddy, come, can you? Honey, would you go? Yeah. They're real nice to you, I've noticed, when they need something. I get real popular around the house.
Mine's nice all the time. I don't know about you.
Well, let me tell you about me. No, we'll do that later on. Brent Metter, Connie Ferreira, North Fork Electric Co-op. Connie, who can come to this meeting?
Anybody can come to this meeting.
Literally? Scoot up a little bit closer to that microphone.
Welcome everybody to come to the meeting. However, only members are eligible to win prizes.
Oh, the prizes! Every year, I say the same thing. When I see the list of prizes every year, I think, man.
It's bigger every year.
Could I become like a one-day member to get in on this prize? No kidding. You guys always give away really good prizes. Tell me what the big prizes.
Really good vendors.
Tell me what they are.
Our grand prize this year is a John Deere Z545 Z-Track mower, and Western Equipment partnered with us again this year. They give us a pretty good discount on that mower.
That is so big. That is a big, big prize.
Yes.
Wow.
Our people have acreages that we don't, you know, we provide power in the country, not these little bitty city lots. You got to have a big mower.
No push mower.
How many square feet do your people usually have to mow? Oh, acres.
It's acres, yeah.
Right. Oh, what else you guys give it away?
Runner-up wins $1,000 cash, again this year, sponsored by R&R Powerline.
Runner-up?
Yeah.
$1,000 cash. You sure there's no one-day memberships? Okay, never mind. Go ahead. All right, what else we giving away?
We do have a couple of push mowers, electric Makita push mowers for those smaller yards. We have a Dell laptop. We have a 75-inch TV, a 50-inch TV, upright freezer. We've got a lot of prizes this year.
Generator.
Because
those come in handy.
Because we have weather from time unto time out here, whether it's thunderstorms, whether it's ice, or whether it's, you know, squirrel in the line, whatever it is, we have things happen. And you don't want to be without power very long.
I know that when you're without power, this doesn't seem true, but our reliability, we're actually on 99% of the time. That's a true statement. I'm not just saying that.
99.
But that other 1%, it'd be nice to have a generator.
And that's the thing that stands out, though, right? The exception. You get so used to, oh, yeah, the lights come on. Oh, yeah, the power's on. And we get spoiled to it. And
yes.
Then, boy, when it goes out, what? The power's out?
They're never on. This happens all the time.
Oh, nobody ever says that, do they, Brent? We're talking to Brent Metter, Connie Ferreira on 96.5 KECO's The Early Morning Show, because North Fork Electric is hosting their 85th annual members meeting this Saturday. When and where will it be, Brent?
Saturday morning. We're going to start the business meeting at 10 a.m. Registration starts at 9 a.m. These prizes that Connie's been mentioning, if you want to win those prizes and you're a member of North Fork, you've got to be registered by 10 a.m. So we're gonna shut that down at 10. You can still walk up and register probably at 10:30 as far as just being at the meeting, but you're not going to be eligible for these big prizes. So at 10 a.m., we're cutting the registration off for the grand prizes. We're going to draw those names out right as we're starting the business meeting. We'll stick those names in an envelope to be announced when the business meeting is over. Hopefully by 11 a.m. Our goal is to be serving Blue Mountain Smoke by 11 a.m.
Boy, the Sarah City Park's seen a lot of traffic this summer. You guys having your big meeting this weekend. We had the Red Plum Jam a little while ago. And that was well attended. We know this is going to be well attended. History tells us you guys are going to have hundreds of people there, right?
That is true. I think last year we had over 400 members that actually signed up. We're supposed to get a quorum, which is 5% of our membership, so it's not large. But believe it or not, there's co-ops all across the state of Oklahoma and across this nation that cannot quorum at an annual meeting.
Can't get 5%.
That's right. That's right. We have not had a quorum, I don't think. So typically we're in the 8 to 10% range.
How far and wide does North Fork serve?
So going north, we go to the river that runs, you know, north of Cheyenne all the way over to Leedy. That's our north border. And then come south from Leedy all the way to Canute. And then from Canute, kind of angle back over towards Erick, south of Erick, back to the Texas line, and then back up the Texas line. So we actually cover 7 counties, 2 counties, just a few little lines, nothing major. So 5 counties mainly.
You've got business to conduct with the meeting itself. I mean, there's going to be a lot of fun activities. We'll talk about that more in just a little bit. But why is it important for the members to come to this meeting?
So, you know, I like to say we're not just the power company. You know, I think people in town and even people now in the country, they think of it, who supplies the power? Who's in charge of keeping it on? Why is it so expensive? You know, it's never, why is it cheap? It's never, it's on all the time. It's always, it's never on and it's too expensive. But, you know, and so we're not just the power company. We're a group of people, like-minded people that back in the 30s got together and decided, hey, we'd like to have power in the country. Well, why didn't some company like an investor-owned, I won't mention any names, but an investor-owned company come to the country and just supply power to these people that wanted it? Well, we have 2.5 meters per mile. So for every mile of line that we build, we get 2 houses. So there's no money to be made in that. And so the only way we can do it is for a like-minded group of people to come together and say, we want power in the country, and we're going to provide it, and whatever it costs us to provide it, we're going to make it affordable and reliable, and that cost we're going to pass on to the memberships. And so you're coming as a member. You're an owner. You're in charge. And so you need to come be heard. You need to come cast your vote. We are having a vote. We can talk about that here in a minute. We typically don't, but we are having a small vote. But the main thing is come be involved, because this is your co-op, and it's more important, or as important going forward as it is looking back. So what was the importance looking back was that we didn't have power and we needed power. Well, what is it looking forward? Well, looking forward is there's a lot of changes in this industry happening with green energy and the U.S. energy policy, and there's lots of challenges coming. And we are committed to make sure we get all of our people through those challenges.
Talking to Brent Metter and Connie Ferrero on 96.5 KECO's The Early Morning Show about this Saturday's 85th annual meeting of North Fork Electric Co-op membership. Connie, let's talk a little bit about the song and dance. Let's talk about there's entertainment, there's food, there's prizes, there's activities. First of all, Brent mentioned Blue Mountain Smoke.
Yes, we'll have Blue Mountain Smoke back again this year for lunch.
Does anybody around here seem to like barbecue?
You know, we haven't heard a complaint yet.
Man, they do it upright. So there's food to be had.
Food to be had.
There's going to be some entertainment.
We'll start the morning at 9, like Brent said, mm-hmm. registration, and Sons of the Sage will be there playing their Western swing music. All the activities begin really at 9. The swimming will begin. Putt-putt will begin. We'll have an inflatable slide this year for the kids. The Dust Bowl Days Festival Planning Committee is coming, and they're hosting a vendor fair. There's going to be something for everyone.
Which is, it's going to be a warm day. It's August. And
yes.
So the pool will be open. There's going to be swimming, miniature golf. So a lot of fun for the whole family coming.
Yes.
You want everybody. It's not just mom and dad coming to dad's. I'm going to tell you how they ought to do this. I'll have to give them my end. But it's not that. It's the whole family coming out for a fun time. It's really a party.
We spoke about prizes earlier. We didn't mention the kids' prizes. We do have kids' prizes as well. We'll have 4 bicycles and AirPods again.
So the kids, my goodness.
Kids can register for prizes.
Kids get to do their own registering.
Yep.
Very, very nice. Registration begins at 9. The meeting's at 10?
10 o'clock.
Okay, that's business. And you mentioned, Brent, that there is going to be a vote.
Yeah, so our bylaws haven't been changed or touched or updated in a lot of years now. And so we're updating those bylaws. There's not any major changes happening. There is a few changes, mainly just an update to bring technologies and bring the bylaws into this century, if you will. There's a lot of things going on, like pandemics that, you know, weren't a thing back when our bylaws were written. Something like proxy voting. So proxy voting, used to, you could go to the local coffee shop, you could pull out the napkin, take a pen and write on there, I, Brent Metter, give my vote to Connie Ferrero, go to the annual meeting and vote for me. Well, you know, that was trustworthy, and you can just imagine that back then that was fine. Mm-hmm. But today, there's no telling what could happen with that. And so we're taking that out. We're actually adding mail-in voting if the board chose that needed to happen in a pandemic situation. So we came through COVID. We didn't have any way to vote other than to be in person. And, you know, we couldn't be in person. We still had our meeting, and it was drive-through, and we tried to, you know, distance ourselves and so on and so forth. But it was challenging, and if we had mail-in voting, it might have been, you know, useful that day. So, but yes, at the business meeting, we're going to vote to update our bylaws. Those are posted on our website, which is nfecoop.com. You can look at the old bylaws. You can look at the amended bylaws. You'll be voting for them or against them. It's pretty simple. It's not a big deal. And then we'll be re-electing 2 trustees. So we re-elect. We have 7 trustees, and so they serve 3 years terms. So we do 2 trustees, 2 trustees, and then 3 trustees each year. And so this year it's 2 trustees. Our nominating committee went through their process. They look at the current trustees, the job they're doing, evaluate them, and then they look at the membership in that area, and then they nominate who they think should be the trustee the next year. And so they've nominated both of the incumbent trustees that have been there serving, and so we'll reelect them through the reelection process. They don't have any opponents running against them.
That's my favorite. If I was running, that'd be my kind of election.
Yes.
No opponents.
I think I'm going to win.
96.5 KECO is the early morning show. North Fork Electric Co-op hosting their 85th annual members meeting this Saturday. It's in the Sayre City Park. And one more time, Connie, these prizes. You got food. There's entertainment. There's kids prizes. The adult prizes. Give me the what's the grand prize again?
Grand prize is a John Deere Z545 Z-Track mower, 54-inch.
And the runner-up prize is what?
$1,000 cash.
Cash! $1,000 cash. And only members are eligible.
Only members. Everybody okay. Come out, bring your registration card and your photo ID to register.
Nathan, we'll serve you Blue Mountain Smoke. You're not getting our $1,000.
Anybody can come to the meeting, but not just anybody can win. You got to be a member,
yep.
And you got to be registered by what time?
10 a.m.
Be registered by 10. Get there 9. Registration begins at 9. Use the northeast entrance. There'll be an NFEC bucket truck there with the flag raised. Drive-through registration starts at the RV park entrance. It's at the Sayre City Park. It's this Saturday. Hundreds of your best friends will be there. And I bet you guys have seen, of course, if there's a static membership, if there's a static residency, you probably see some of the same faces every year. I mean, you're going to see every year, you're going to see some. But you also probably want to see new faces every year, too.
Yes.
That is correct. We give away $50, I think, to the oldest member. And so it's gone to the same person for a lot of years. So, I heard from her yesterday. And so she's planning to be there.
Coming to get my 50.
And we're excited. That's a great, great story. She remembers when the lights came on. It's Monty Tucker's grandmother. And so she remembers literally when, they didn't have lights, didn't have power. And then they did. And when the North Fork lines came to her home. And so it's a great story. It's fun to see her there and still up and at them. So it's awesome.
Now, see, that would be a great story for the North Fork newsletter, the lightning bolt.
Forthcoming.
The lightning bolt. Connie Ferrero, Brent Metter, North Fork Electric Co-op, 85th Annual Members Meeting. This Saturday, if you're a member, be there. Get signed up. Get registered by 10 o'clock so you can be in the running for these great prizes. Lunch at what time?
11, hopefully.
Start
sorry.
Start serving lunch at 11. There'll be music
sorry.
There. All these prizes, kids' prizes, park activities, miniature golf, swimming. You mentioned the vendor fair. It's going to be a fun day. And it won't last long either, right? You guys
usually out of there by around 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we looked at the forecast. I think on the weather.com app, it says 106 for Saturday. And so we would like to be stacking chairs at 12 o'clock sharp, have lunch served, and we've got the ice cream truck coming right after lunch. Going to pull right up there in the middle of everything and pass out ice cream bars, cool everybody
That'll
off.
Be popular.
But, yes, we're going to try to get it done before it's just horribly hot.
Mini golf in the pool stay up until about 4, though, I think.
Okay.
A lot of the afternoon.
So they can keep going in the park if they want to.
Free swimming and free mini golf.
Leave your kids, come back and pick them up.
But we're looking to stack chairs at noon.
But we're all going home.
Brent Metter, Connie Ferrero, 85th Annual Meeting of North Fork Electric Co-op members this Saturday morning, get going, at the City Park in Sayre. Lady and gentlemen, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
It is now 25 minutes after 7 o'clock, 96.5 KECO is the early morning show. When you make a big decision, talk to somebody familiar, makes it easier. Talk to somebody with money. That can be very helpful. Oklahoma Bank and Trust, Clinton and Arapahoe, your friendly bank, Oklahoma Bank and Trust. 26 minutes after, new penny news is out. Your weather at the bottom. Yesterday was the first day of school, and I don't know what all.
Nathan and Landry will keep talking on the early morning show right after this.
It's picked off! Jeremiah Jackson's got a pick six touchdown for the Big Elk!
Consistency is one of the most sought-after qualities in sports. The Elk City Elks have found consistency over the past half decade. For only the third time in school history, the Elks made their fourth straight playoffs last season.
West.
looking down for the wheel route. Long pass to Burton. He's got him open at the 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10-5. It's a touchdown for the Big L.
This year, they look to tie the school record with a fifth straight trip to the playoffs and a third straight home playoff game. The Brown and Wyatt returns a bulk of the playmakers who are ready to lead this team and take that extra step toward district and state titles.
Looks over the middle. He's got a man. And Bowie with the one-hand interception.
Join myself and Jared Atha in the booth, along with former Big Elk Denny Gino on the sidelines for all the exciting action on Big Elk TV and Cool 94. Canadian comes to town to get it all started on Thursday, August the 29th.
Touchdown, Big Elk!
Yeah, farmers can be pretty tough. Oilfield companies, they need it as long as we give them a fair price. Say, let's go. Farmers, they're pretty tough because it's a hard world in farming, you know, in the farming market. It's tough, so they're going to do all they can to get the best deal they can, and we're going to give it to them. Everything for maintenance on your equipment, changing your oils, you need some antifreeze, you need some hydraulic oil, any kind of grease. We got the bolts and fasteners now. We're opening up electrical fittings, zip ties, penetrating oils, you know, windshield washers, all your shop towels, hand wash stuff, you know, any type of stuff like that. Anything for like a maintenance shop or something like that where you're doing maintenance work. Just getting everything else that we can to make us a one-stop shop. And if we don't have it there, we're going to get it for you somehow or another. And it's not going to take 2 weeks to get it. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse. I'm Ronnie Redd. Myself, Brock Kalk, and Casey Miller are your owners at Camrock. Three local guys just looking to do business with our community.
If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say bring it to you, we'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you, or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
For 25 years, Baker Mobile Solutions has been your leader for automotive, commercial, and window tinting. Bryce is back in Elk City. Give him a call, 821-0296.
Nathan and Landry Brewer are so talented, we're thinking about actually paying them to do this gig.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's good.
How come?
The Early Morning Show continues right now.
Minutes after 7 o'clock, 96.5. KECO's The Early Morning Show. Nathan and Landry and you. Text us up at 225-9697. It's about 79 degrees here. I've got a 79 at Granite. Good morning, Drew and Casey. Hey, back at you. Back at you, Grandma. You guys should start auctioning chickens off each morning for the first 15 minutes of the show. That is not the worst idea we've ever heard for this show, let me tell you. My wife left the house with a flat tire and drove a mile or two until it fell off the rim. Good morning. Okay, so actually that's true. Being alerted that your wife has a flat tire while she's still at home is actually better than her getting out on the road with it already flat and then driving. That's actually true. That's right. So it could be worse. It could have been worse for Brent, right? Being able to walk away from your job and live comfortably. Look, the goal here is not to get, I'm going to get rich. We're going to be rich and be rich and get rich. No, that's not the goal. The goal is to just be comfortable and that enough to go do what you want to do and not worry about, oh my goodness, how are we going to pay the bills? That's the goal. Live comfortably. After you've put in your 25, 35 years at the place, hey, go spend some time with your spouse. Go visit your kids or your grandkids. Do whatever you want to do and just live comfortably. That's the goal, and that's what they're pretty good at. Advanced Financial Strategies. Brian and Briley Baca, they will take the money you make now and apply it and use it and put it in places that do you the most good. They do the work. You keep living your life. And boy, 20 years from now, 15 years from now, 30 years from now, you're going to be really glad you did this. Trust me. RetireWithBaca.com. That's the website, RetireWithBaca.com. 96.5 KECO is the early morning show. Landry, I just read this. First of all, we had a suggestion that for the first 15 minutes of the show each morning, we auction off chickens. And then a follow-up, we were talking about Brent Metter mentioning his wife had had a flat this morning at the house. Mm. Listen to this. My wife left the house with a flat tire and drove a mile or two until it fell off the rim.
Oh, my.
So actually, I realized, when I read that, I realized, you know, finding your wife having a flat tire at the house is actually not the worst thing that could happen. That's better than her getting in the car, driving off, and then a mile down the road realizing she has a flat. So there you go. That's a look on the bright side.
Nathan, I find myself looking at my tires all the time. If getting in and out of the vehicle, I'm looking at tires. I look at my tires, my wife's tires, my kids' tires. I'm looking at tires all the time. Because flat tires, they're a drag, man.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Old Brew here, when he was 25, didn't do that.
No, I didn't either.
At 48, I'm a tire looker. Oh, wait, what about you? And battery. There are two or three things that we do have more control over. It's visible and or something I can do something about with tires. I mean, you can see if a tire is flat. You know, so you walk around them. Do they look aired up, and do they have objects in them? Your battery, you listen for the drag. Is it dragging? Hey, when'd you last change your battery? How long you had your battery? And oil. I mean, you can keep up with your oil change, too. That's something that's easier for us to keep up with. And that's what we do.
I'll tell you what it always gets me. You know, the tires with the bigger tread, you get mm-hmm. rocks in them.
Yeah.
And I think, oh, is that a rock or is it a nail? It's a rock. Okay, never mind.
Boy, the folks that live out of town, I mean, if you live out in the country, you're just running over stuff all the time. Well, you know, the tire places, I bet they do a handsome business in the country.
I'll tell you what I am spoiled to, and I just absolutely love. In addition to the air machines at the convenience store that actually tell you the specific PSI.
Right.
I love that. But when the newer vehicles, when they tell you, you have, not just that you have a low tire, but which one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. That is
that
super
is
nice.
That is absolutely wonderful.
Because think about this. 10 years ago, you were just looking. That looks low. I had a tire warning over the weekend, and to look at it didn't look low to me.
So did one of my kids.
It didn't look low to me.
I think that was probably because of the cooler weather, right? Don't you think?
Yes, I'm guessing that was it.
When the weather cools, tire pressure changes. It falls.
But Landry, if I was just eyeballing it, I mean, I guess I'd have let it get down to about 10 PSI before I noticed it because it didn't look low to me.
Yeah, it can get down to 25 and you still don't
notice
it.
That's what it was. 25 was the threshold, and that's when the sensor went off. And I looked at it, I thought, it didn't look low to me.
What is your recommended PSI?
50 for that tire.
50?
Yeah, and that's on Julie's,
really?
On Julie's car. I think on my car, I think on mine it might be 55.
Not 32 or 36.
Are you kidding me?
Landry, no, yes.
Oh, Landry.
55.
Did you get internet tires again? Is that what 50? We're talking about? Are you talking about Canadian tires again?
You're from China.
Angus beef is more tender to begin with. Well, then there's this special method of cooking that Angus beef that helps break down the muscle better. So it's even more tender. And then when it's done actually cooking, then they top it with this garlic-infused butter. Now, I'd be happy to have garlic-infused butter on almost everything. They top a steak with garlic-infused butter and then sear it. And it comes out with those crisscross markings, the grill marks. Tastes as good as it looks and looks as good as it tastes. This is what happens when ranchers cook steak, because they're ranchers up there. Leedy, Dry Creek Steakhouse and Lodge. They're open Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday for lunch. So this weekend, you're going to go out for a good meal. Kelly, man, she knows what she's doing. Her grandmother was a Julia Child flunky, okay? Julia Child, The Art of French Cooking. Well, Grandma taught Kelly how to cook. And man, Kelly, she makes that creme brulee, Landry, that dessert, make you weep. It's so good.
One of these days, I would love to try creme brulee.
This is what happens when ranchers cook steak. Dry Creek Steakhouse in Leedy. Dry Creek Steakhouse in Leedy. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday for lunch.
I can't believe it's not butter. Remember who said that?
Yes, I do.
Who said it?
Fabio.
That's right. And who was he?
The guy on the I Can't Believe It's Not Butter commercial.
He was that hunky guy with the long hair back in the, 80s? He was the guy who would show up on the Danielle Steele novel covers. They'd take the photos of him.
Yes.
That was him?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Well,
he made his money doing that.
He made his money
and selling turtle wax.
Well, and running tires out to people out in the country. He did that too.
You know what? There's probably some money in that.
Campbell's Diesel Service. Is this Archie Campbell? Is it Earl Campbell?
Boom, 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 boom.
Is it Alexander Campbell? Is it the Campbell Soup people? Mountain View, Oklahoma. I'll tell you that. Page one, Penny News. Well, all right. Well, all right. Landry, the Penny News is out. You ready to play a game? I didn't plan on this right now, but you read. Oh, you don't have a copy. Doggone. We'll get you a copy.
I'm going to play a game called this. You ready? Tell me what this movie, this.
Wait a minute.
Hey, what movie is this song from?
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Now we got a long
Cornfield County Massacre.
Sunny,
yes! Cornfield County Massacre.
Would ruin our fun. I know you love me, but you worship money. And you got mad when I offered you none.
Ready?
Where, oh, where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I found true love. You met another and you were gone.
One of our listeners, one of our...
I don't like that anymore.
One of our listeners on the text line, 225-9697, one of our listeners says, I have a tire warning on my pickup that says Nathan Brewer's left rear tire's low. That's odd. Didn't know they did that now. 7:38. It is finally Thursday. 79 degrees, 79 at Granite, on our way to about 100 and hot. Your weather breakdown in a few more minutes. Latest Penny News is out. I'm looking at it. North Fork Electric meeting is this weekend. Oil field companies, you need it, so you pay for it. It's oil field. There's a saying around here, Landry. I don't know if you're familiar with it. We got a saying around here. Well, oil field money. Mm. Okay, yeah, they'll pay for it, right? Farmers, they'll whittle you a little bit. They're whittlers because it's tough. You know, farmers, you work with weather and, man, everything else can go sideways. Well, Camrock Supply knows that, so they always keep their prices as low as they can. But if you buy in bulk, you're going to save money anyway. And, man, they'll bring it to you. Camrock Supply, if you need it for an engine, Camrock Supply supplies it. Camrock. The website, camrocksupply.com. They're in Elk City, in the Camrock building next to Fred's Steakhouse. What else? Man, latest Penny News is out. Yesterday was the first day of school. I'm figuring out my driving route. It was epic.
Keep chugging that coffee. The Brewer Boys will be back with the early morning show in a couple of minutes.
With all these trucks, we're blowing it out of the box. Barber Dyson Ford's summer blowout means it's time to get what you want. Trucks. We've got over 70 trucks to choose from, more than any other dealer from OKC to Amarillo. We're blowing it out with interest as low as 0% on almost every vehicle line, plus customer cash. And don't forget Barber Dyson's trading assistance cash. Every vehicle is priced to move, and we will not miss your offer. The summer blowout is happening now at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City, online at BarberDysonFord.net.
Everyone around me was drinking coffee, and I wanted to be a coffee drinker too. But everything I tasted was either too bitter or too sweet, so I tried one more place. Instead of just ordering, I told them an idea of what I wanted, and they crafted a drink just for me. It tasted fresh, like coffee is supposed to. The brew was mild, and the flavor not too sweet. Exactly what I wanted. They've done this for lots of people. They'll do this for you, too. Thanks to Twister's Coffee Company next to Brahms in Elk City, now I'm a coffee drinker. Every day.
The entire country is running on a credit card, and at some point, this bill has to be paid. Hi, this is Briley Baca with Advanced Financial Strategies in Clinton. Who do you think is going to get stuck paying for all this unnecessary government spending? If you think it's Uncle Sam, well, think again. If you have a 401k or an IRA, you have an IOU to the IRS. So all that money you have spent your entire life saving for your retirement is not all yours. If you hate paying taxes now, I promise you will hate them even more in retirement. If you're ready to permanently disinherit Uncle Sam from your retirement, call us at 323-6800 or schedule some time on our website, retirewithbaca.com. That's retirewithbaca.com.
Briley Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Old Trapper Jack here again, and since I've been practicing my axe throwing at Mountain Man's Axe Throwing and Grub in Elk City, I ain't lost one axe fight. And my belly is always full with her awesome grub. Grab all your buddies and come on down. Pre-book online at www.mountainmanselkcity.com. They're open Thursdays from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then again from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Saturdays from noon to 8:30. Dine in or carry out. Located at 325 South Main Street here in Elk City. Come on down and bury the hatchet.
Oklahoma Bank & Trust has been your community bank since 1908. For over 110 years, we've been working hard to serve the banking needs of the people in our community. At Oklahoma Bank, our customers aren't just account numbers, they're our friends and neighbors. We offer all the products and services you'd expect from a bank, from checking and saving accounts to loans for your home, auto, or business. Come by our Clinton or Arapahoe branch to discuss how we can tailor our offerings to meet your needs. OB&T, your friendly bank since 1908. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
A guy in Altus buys an RV from a fellow in El Reno. The transaction came about through the Penny News. The power of the Penny News is a force of nature.
Information, entertainment.
Nathan and Landry Brewer call it infotainment.
And it continues right now.
The Early Morning Show on KECO.
18 away from the top, 96.5 KECO is the Early Morning Show. Nathan and Landry and you, text us at 225-9697. Do you know Curvin and Mary Orgain? They're the ones who will help you see the light of day, even at night. They own Carter Electric. Licensed, insured, trusted, been at it a while. Carter Electric, 225-2447, 225-2447. Let's take a look at your forecast. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms late today. I thought we might get some weather yesterday, Landry. When I got home from, in fact, when I was, what time was it? When I was bringing Sophie home from school, I looked back west and it looked to me like there were clouds that portended storms. And there was some weather in the Texas Panhandle.
Some weather in the Panhandle on my radar.
But it didn't, I don't think it didn't get close enough to us. But today, 30% chance of thunder late this afternoon. Otherwise, sunny and hot, 102, the expected high. Southwest winds 15 to 20. Tonight, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 72. Tomorrow, now this is surprising a little bit. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, 104. And what Brent say for Saturday? Yeah, 104, 105, 106 for Saturday. And again, on Sunday. Feels like August out there. Right now, 79 where we are. 79 in Granite. Sky's clear. Humidity 62%. South winds 15 mile an hour. Landry, it'd be a great day for an iced coffee drink. Mm-hmm. What kind of iced coffee flavoring do you like?
I'm not really an iced coffee drinker. I wish I was. I like it hot. I just do.
I do too. But here's, let's say you're going to be sitting outside this afternoon. If you have to be outside or whatever, and you want something to drink, but you want coffee. Man, I love just a good, I enjoy just a good strong cup of coffee with lots of creamer in it. If it's half and half or heavy whipping cream over ice, if it's really good and cold, I really enjoy that. Anyway, they'll make you this at Twister's Coffee Company. Cold? Sure. Hot? Sure. Red Bull? Sure. Yeah, I said that. Twister's Coffee Company next to Brahms in Elk City. Next to Brahms. Not a car wash. Look for Glenn Powell sightings, okay? Be on the lookout for Glenn Powell and Twister's.
I am so excited to hear about your trip to school yesterday.
Landry.
The pickup route.
Landry, where do I begin?
At the beginning.
Wait, that's a good idea. Well, first of all, is the timing of it all. Here's what I figured out after 3 years of going to Elk City Elementary to get my youngest child, okay? Some parents will get there 15, 20, 30 minutes early and wait. Old dad here, not going to do that. Don't feel like sitting out and waiting. Surely, I'm certainly not going to sit there with my vehicle running and spend money on costly gasoline. So I thought, okay, how do I time this out? What do I do? My thing over the last few years has been, like last year, they got out at 3 o'clock sharp. So I'd set an alarm for 3 o'clock. Okay. So, okay, well, they're out of school and I'd piddle around a little bit and then leave about five after. And by the time I got to school, okay, the line's moved. Now, by this time, I'm near the end of the line. I was always, Landry, one of the last parents, but I didn't just sit still in line. I'm moving. So it takes whatever it takes, 10 minutes to get through the line, something like that. So I'm thinking yesterday, okay, how do I time this? First day is always the worst day. And I know that. Well, the fourth grade gets out at 3:15. And you've got two options. You can either go through the line or you can park a little bit away and have the child walk over now because they're a little bit older.
And this is at the intermediate school, right?
Yeah, which I don't know what that means. It used to be Pioneer Elementary in Elk City. Now it's Grandview Pioneer are now the intermediate school. And I don't know what that means. But fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade there. So I got a fourth grader on the Pioneer side, if you're familiar. And so I think, okay, I set an alarm for 3 o'clock just to be ready, right?
But school gets out at 3:15.
But fourth grade gets out at 3:15. Mm. So I think, okay. So then I made the mistake of setting the alarm too early because what do you do? So now it's hard to get work done when you know you're about to leave. But then it was, what was I supposed to do? Sit and look at the clock for 10 minutes? So today I'm going to set the alarm later. But I left here at 3:15. So I'm thinking, okay, I know. So I went to where I went down in front of the football field.
On the west.
I went the long way. I went down by the Nolan Dental Clinic on Garrett. Turned off on Garrett. Went third to Garrett, and then over to A, and then back. I came back because I was advised don't turn across traffic because you'll have to wait. Come from the east and just turn right. Mm-hmm. So I did, but I had to wait in front of the football field because it was backed up that far down Patriot Lane. But it wasn't terrible. I was probably in line for 10 minutes or so, and I was one of the last 10 vehicles. A little proud of that because that's what I was going for. And so it wasn't terrible. Even for the first day, it wasn't terrible. And it'll get, you know, even smoother as the school year rolls along. But that was my pickup. What was your drop-off and pickup like yesterday if you took kids to school or in any town? What's it been like for you? Text me at 225-9697. Do you have your route down? Do you have your pattern? Are you changing things? Are you a sit there for 20 minutes with the car idling kind of parent?
I got to tell you, Nathan, after going to yesterday morning's senior sunrise at the Elk City High School football field, I've decided if you can go, this isn't ideal for everybody, but if you can drop your kids off about 7 o'clock in the morning, the traffic is light. Extremely light.
Okay, one of our listeners says, I fully agree with you. I have coworkers that sit in their car during lunch with the car running.
Oh, my.
Woo! Hey, you know what? If you can afford it, I guess. But, man, that would really jump up the old fuel bill. You know what I'm saying? The old fuel bill. Okay.
Were there people who did what I told you we used to do, take a different park in the park there and then just have the kids walk to you?
By those pavilions?
Yeah.
So you don't walk up and get the kids? You just sit there and then they come to you?
Yeah. Of course, that was, 5 years ago. Has it been that long? Doggone 5 or 6?
It.
I think.
All right, Landry, I apologize. I'm going to have to apologize here. I forgot to have you get a copy of the Penny News up there. So here's what I'm going to do, right? Uh-huh. I'm going to play the game by myself. This is a game called Lower Left Corner. Last week, we introduced Upper Right Hand Corner, and then later we followed it with Lower Right Hand Corner. But I'm really switching it up this week. We're gonna play a game called Lower Left Hand Corner of every page of the Penny News. Ready?
Wait.
Because the latest Penny News, I have it. It's in my hand.
My eyes.
Hold on.
Three.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Two.
It's gonna be.
Two.
Wait a minute.
Two.
Three. Two, one, and go.
Park in the park and chat with moms and dads while you wait. That's
you
a good
go.
Idea. Make a friend.
A friend.
All right, it's going. Ready? Go.
You can't hear. It's flooded. You can't hear.
So quiet.
I can hear.
There we go. Okay, here we go.
You know what this is?
Flight of the Bumblebee.
Flight of the Bumblebee.
Lower left-hand corner. Every page of the Penny News. Here we go. Page one, KECO. Page two. I'm looking at a 2015 Nissan Altima for only $12,995. Page three, JB Feed Service. Page four, I'm looking at a Ram pickup. Page five, lower left-hand corner, El Reno Steel. Landry, page six of the do you have a copy?
Butch gave me one.
Page six of the Penny News. Oh, there's KECO again. I'm looking at page seven, lower left-hand corner, a 32-foot cattle trailer, triple axle, sand or gray color.
Page eight, lower left corner, the Back Road Show. Tune in Monday, Friday,
6. Page nine of the Penny News, lower left-hand corner, sod by Sherry.
Page 10, J.D. Trucker.
Page 11, A 2024 Chevrolet Silverado, $72,000.
Page 12 of the Penny News.
Later, scoot back from the mic just a little bit. There we go.
Next.
Page 12. It looks like Yaffe Scrap Metal Recycling. Yaffe Scrap Metal Recycling. Page 13, lower left-hand corner. Bidder Up Auction. Bidder Up Auctioneers, Carmen, Oklahoma. I have no idea where Carmen is, neighbor. What page is that? Sorry. I'm sorry. XIT Auctions, lower left-hand corner, page 15. Company executive and employee indicted for $100 million price fixing conspiracy. Wow. Wait, let's do page 17 first. Pop, no. ITL, your complete technology solution. Now do page 18. Page 19, Easy Haul Trailers, Everett's Welding and Repair. Look at that. Who's number one, Landry? Who's number one? Number one station. Who's number one? We are. Can't you see him? Yeah. Park in the park and chat with moms and dads while you wait. 96.5 KECO is the early morning show. 8 minutes away from the top. Nathan and Landry. And Nathan, yesterday the first day of school, how'd you do it? Did you get the route? Did you get the kids picked up on time or dropped off on time? I think pickup is harder. And I've said this for years. Here's why. Drop off is rolling. You can drop them off 15 minutes before school starts, 10 minutes before school starts, 5 minutes before, 20 minutes before. But there is one hard, dead stop wait time for when it lets out. Everybody's waiting for 3:15 or 3:10, whatever it is. So I think it's harder. You just drive up there when you're dropping them off anytime. But there's a definite go time for picking them up. And so I'm convinced I have the harder job. I can't convince anybody else of that, and least of all Jared Atha.
Good morning, sunny and 81. This is the Paragon Morning News. I'm Jared Atha. In a letter, a group of Oklahoma lawmakers led by Representative Mark McBride is urging an investigation into State Superintendent Ryan Walters. The letter was originally signed by 16 state Republicans, including Representative Nick Archer of Elk City. McBride's letter to House Speaker Charles McCall criticizes Walters for poor budget management, lack of transparency, and unprofessional conduct. The letter highlights several issues, including denial of access to executive sessions for lawmakers, delays in responding to inquiries, non-compliance with budget directives, and failures to fulfill open records requests. McBride and the other lawmakers are requesting the formation of a special investigative committee to thoroughly examine Walters and the State Board of Education's actions. Since the issuance of the letter, a growing number of other lawmakers have added their names in support of the letter and its request. Representative Archer responded to comments made by State Superintendent Walters in a media interview Tuesday morning, saying, quote, Walters is gaslighting Oklahomans. Multiple elected officials have made reasonable requests regarding his use of taxpayer funds and have asked that he address critical education issues. Instead, he deflects accountability by referring to Republican legislators as moderate individuals who are promoting porn in schools. Archer went on to say the implication that the Oklahoma legislature, which is widely considered one of the most conservative in the country, endorses a liberal agenda is frankly laughable. Archer finished by saying, quote, let me be clear, neither porn nor Ryan Walters belongs in Oklahoma schools. The 18th annual Swazoo Athletic Auction and Benefit Dinner held on Saturday at the Pioneer Event Center raised over $172,000 for student-athlete scholarships and athletic recruiting. According to a press release, the event, which drew more than 320 guests, featured a cocktail hour dinner, a super silent auction, and a live auction. Corky Hurd of United Country Hurd Auction and Real Estate conducted the live auction with Haley Tucker, a Swazoo basketball alum, serving as MC. The online auction, which included over 100 items and attracted 178 bidders from 11 states, complemented the in-person event. The super silent auction offered 11 items during the cocktail hour, while the live auction featured 17 packages and experiences. Major sponsors included Jet Distributing Company, Benny Keith Company, Clinton Textile Corporation, and Butchers Wine and Spirits. These stories and more on our Facebook page and website. Right now, sunny outside in 81. This has been the Paragon Morning News. I'm Jared Aitthub.
Catch me, Paragon News Director Jared Aitha, with the latest local news at 5 p.m. every Monday through Friday. Presented by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County.
The wait is over.
Nathan and Landry Brewer continue the conversation right now on the Early Morning Show.
4 minutes away from the top, 96.5 KECO. Over 70 trucks, which one do you want? By the way, construction sale. Did you know that? There's a mild remodel going on at Barbara Dyson Ford. They turned 25 years old over the summer. And so David said, you know what? New flooring. Because he didn't want his flooring to be too boring. So he is getting new flooring. Construction sale. How about that? But outside on the lot, not busting up the lot. Truck after truck after truck after truck after truck after truck after truck. Touch them all, Landry. Touch a truck. Barbara Dyson Ford, northeast part of Elk City, next to the airport, online, barberdysonford.net.
Wally Amos died.
I heard that, actually, and I know how old he was.
Have you ever eaten a famous Amos cookie?
I don't think so.
Am I crazy, or did Wally Amos, the founder of Famous Amos Cookies, who died at 88 yesterday in Hawaii, according to the Tallahassee Democrat,
yeah,
did he appear in an episode of Taxi?
Yes.
One of those weird, was it a dream? Was it a latke or a Jim dream?
Latke. It was a latke thing. Because I remember Andy Kaufman as Latke Gravis talking about Famous Amos.
Quote, speaking of Wally Amos, founder of Famous Amos Cookies, with his Panama hat, kazoo, and boundless optimism, Famous Amos was a great American success story and a source of black pride. It's also part of our family story, for which we will forever be grateful and proud. That was a statement put out by the Wally Amos family on the passing of patriarch Wallace Wally Amos, founder of Famous Amos Cookies. I think I've had a Famous Amos cookie.
I'm not sure if I have. No, I know I've had an Otis Spunkmeyer. To that, I can attest.
Was he in an episode of Taxi?
Was he famous? Amos was famous.
Yeah, Latke was dreaming? Is that what it was?
I don't remember, Landry. I wish I did, but I don't. I just remember Latke talking about Famous Amos.
Are you as excited as I am about McDonald's debuting Happy Meals for adults?
I want to see what happens.
Complete with collector cups?
I want to see what happens, Landry.
You know, for many Americans, McDonald's Happy Meals used to be an